KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and we're just barely holding on to 37 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies with occasional light rain or snow. Temperatures will be nearly steady in the 30s. Winds will be kicking up out of the northwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to around 40. Right now, our winds are out of the northwest at 25 miles per hour. In the news, here's the latest COVID-19 data from the Iowa Department of Public Health as of just before 8 a.m. Since 10 a.m. Wednesday, there have been 1,532 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state from test results for a pandemic total to date of 301,442. Yesterday, there were 10 additional deaths reported for a total of 4,232. And of those pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 was reported as the underlying cause for 3,872 of them. And it was a contributing factor to 360 deaths. IDPH says there are 85 COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities in the state as of today, and those outbreaks account for 1,974 of the current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,718 of the state's deaths. And health officials say 976 LTC patients and staff have recovered from the virus. Now, hospitalizations are up once again today. They've been up and down for the past few days. They went from 516 on Wednesday to 532 as of today. There are 85 patients listed as in an ICU, six more than Wednesday. 86 were admitted to hospitals compared to 82 yesterday, and 35 patients are on ventilators. That's five more than on Wednesday. The numbers in western and southwest Iowa show there are 36 hospitalized, 12 in an ICU, 7 had been admitted, and 6 people are on a ventilator. According to the state's website, more than 1.41 million Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. The average positivity rate for the past 14 days declined from 14% on Wednesday to 13.6% today, and 262,226 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Iowa Supreme Court Chief Justice Susan Christensen from Harlan says the state's court system has been upended by the pandemic.
It's been turned on its head for almost a year. We can't just shut our doors and say, see you when things get better. It's not like people have a choice to come do business with us. We tend to do something called subpoena or summons.
She is determined to resume in-person trials beginning in February. Christensen said the system is functioning, though, because the courts embraced paperless technology years ago.
Like most everyone else in 2020, we went virtual. Thank goodness our branch had the foresight about 15 years ago to plan and implement an electronic filing system, which allows us to be paperless. And thank goodness for you, our legislature, for making sure that we had adequate funding and maintaining that adequate funding to keep our technological infrastructure.
Christensen delivered the annual condition of the judiciary address to legislators Wednesday morning. Her fellow justices had elected Christensen to serve as Chief Justice last spring, and this was her first major public address. She briefed the legislators on the plan to have all court employees be trained to recognize implicit biases against people based on race, gender, and what she referred to as other identified protected classes.
As public servants, our task is as simple as it is solemn, to provide justice without fear, favor, or affection. Over the past 6 years, the judicial branch has dedicated itself to implementing initiatives that are designed to identify and eliminate discriminatory behaviors, behaviors that may compound the disparities present in our system of justice as a whole.
She told legislators her current priority is steering the court system through the final months of the pandemic, and then she spent the remaining 15 minutes of her speech focused on child welfare cases in the courts. Christensen talked extensively about a Western Iowa man who has been drug-free for more than 1,000 days and regained custody of his child. The man and his family were in the Capitol for Christensen's speech, and Christensen led legislators in an extended standing ovation.
It's stories like Sean's that continue to give me hope for the work of our judicial branch. By adapting to the unprecedented circumstances that we faced this year, we have proven hope cannot be canceled. Hope cannot be kept at 6 feet distance. We will continue to provide Iowans with the access to justice they need to turn their hopes into reality.
She approved, or rather presented, a report to lawmakers Wednesday showing 70% of the, 72% exactly, of the children involved in family treatment court cases returned to the home of a parent or caregiver within a year of that adult entering that court program. Well, Democrats are warning about the potential spread of COVID-19 in the Iowa State House this week as the 2021 legislative session gets underway. Senator Joel Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, is accusing Republican leaders of acting like COVID is no big deal.
You act like COVID-19's no big deal. Your lame reasoning has about not being able to require legislators to wear masks is a joke. I'm mandated to wear this tie in this jacket to be able to stand at this microphone and speak.
The top GOP leaders in the legislature say they're strongly encouraging lawmakers to wear masks when they can't socially distance, but they say the Constitution doesn't give them the power to force elected officials to cover their faces. Democrats have tried but failed this week to get their Republican colleagues to agree to mask mandates in committee rooms. And Bolcom singled out GOP leadership for allowing a few hundred people who were not wearing face mask coverings to protest inside the State House on Monday.
You're making the Tyson managers look like they had their act together.
Bolcom also blasted President Trump and Governor Reynolds during a speech that on the Senate floor Wednesday, and a spokesman for the Governor Reynolds said the governor has taken a balanced approach to the pandemic that has protected the lives and livelihoods of Iowans. A Sioux City man has been charged with first-degree murder in a New Year's shooting that left one person dead and three others injured. Christopher Morales was charged Wednesday in the death of 18-year-old Mia Critis. Prosecutors say Morales forced a person to go inside of a home where a New Year's party was being held. He and the others allegedly fired at least 27 shots into the house, killing Critis and wounding three juveniles. Morales was also charged with going armed with intent and three counts of reckless use of a firearm. His bond was set at $1 million. Democratic Congressperson Cindy Axne of West Des Moines said those responsible for last week's insurrection in the U.S. Capitol must be held accountable, and that's why she's voted to impeach President Trump.
No one is above the law.
Axne said she was encouraged that House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney and nine other House Republicans supported impeachment.
You know, the vast majority of folks know what we witnessed last week was absolutely unacceptable.
Axne calls Trump the rhetorical ringleader of the riot.
What message do we send to our children on an accountability perspective if we say that we're not going to hold the person who was responsible for inciting this accountable?
The three Republicans from the Iowa House who serve in the U.S. House said it's time for the country to unify, and they voted against the articles of impeachment against Trump. Trump issued a written statement Wednesday afternoon citing reports of demonstrations in the coming days and saying there must be no violence. Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, the two Iowa Republicans who serve in the U.S. Senate, have not announced how they plan to vote after the Senate holds the impeachment trial. A man with an extensive experience as a federal prosecutor will be acting U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of Iowa. Richard Westfall will replace Mark Crickbaum, who resigned last week. U.S. Justice officials announced that Westfall will serve until November 16th or until a new administration of President Biden selects another nominee before then. Westfall has been the assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District since June of 97. He's a native of Iowa and earned his law degree from the University of Iowa in 1990. Southern District holds court in Davenport, Des Moines, and Council Bluffs. And finally in the news, Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot was worth at least $550 million, but it's expected to have grown to $640 million by Saturday without a winner. Numbers for last night's Powerball were 4, 19, 23, 25, and 49. The Powerball was 14. Again, the next drawing is on Saturday. The Powerball prize drawing was only a day after no one won the $625 million Mega Millions jackpot, causing that prize to grow to $750 million. For Friday night's drawing. It's been months since anyone matched all six numbers and won either jackpot. The odds of winning the jackpots are 1 in 292.2 million for the Powerball and 1 in 302.5 million for Mega Millions. Both games are played in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Powerball is also offered in Puerto Rico. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.